I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Psalm 90. This psalm is a prayer of Moses, the man of God. It focuses on the eternal existence of God in contrast to the brief existence of men. Written by a man who was as close to God as humanly possible, this prayer gives us insight into his understanding and knowledge of God and into the life of men. Verses 1 and 2, "The Lord is the dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or thou didst give birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God." God is our home. He is the eternal God. He has always been and will always be the Almighty Lord. We only have life because He gives it. We only have the universe because He made it. There is nowhere where He is not, because all of His creation is from Him. We could say the world, the earth, the universe is not our habitation. He is. This is a profound thought in light of our culture's current philosophies. We most often think of God as being out there somewhere, looking down at our world, don't we? But Moses understood, and we need to understand more clearly, the presence of God. We want His manifest presence and pray for open eyes, and we need to. But all along, He has been and always will be our home, our dwelling place. "Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God," Moses said in verse 2. A.W. Tozer wrote, "From the vanishing point to the vanishing point. The mind looks backward in time till the dim past vanishes, then turns and looks into the future till thought and imagination collapse from exhaustion, and God is at both points, unaffected by either." Past and future have no effect on God. Time does not apply to Him. God dwells in eternity, but time dwells in God. Not only that, but God appears at the beginning and the end of time simultaneously. Thinking of this psalm, Tozer continues, "We who live in this nervous age would be wise to meditate on our lives and our days long and often before the face of God and on the edge of eternity. For we are made for eternity as certainly as we are made for time. And as responsible moral beings, we must deal with both." In contrast to the eternal God, our lives are truly like a wisp of smoke. Moses wrote in verse 4, "For 1,000 years in thy sight are like yesterday when it passes by. We are like the morning grass," he writes. "In the morning it flourishes, toward evening it fades and withers away." We know this is true. We hardly remember where the days have gone. Another week, another month, another year flies by, and we shake our heads and wonder, "How can I be this old? How can my children, my grandchildren, be so grown up already? Where did the years go?" In verses 3 to 12, Moses reminds us, "We are dust, and we go back to dust. Our births and our deaths are ordered by God's word. Time is not a concern of God's, for it has meaning only for man. Generations come and go in His sight, like morning when the grass sprouts and evening when it fades away." God's focus is not on the length of our lives, but on the quality of it. Do we finish our years in unconfessed sin and unrepentant hearts, or do we realize that this life is limited, and with the heart of wisdom, fear His wrath and repent? The Bible tells us that if we seek the Lord, He will let us find Him. He is the one who shows compassion on us with His great mercy. He is the one who gives us joy and satisfies our souls. He is the one who shows favor to us and gives us purpose by confirming the work of our hands. We need to see His works and His majesty. We need to understand Him more, to know Him more, like Moses did. Father in heaven, great and mighty are You. Lord, our God, we live in You. You are our home. Father, it is in awe of You that we come and worship, that we bow before You and praise You. Your perfect plan for the whole universe is in Your everlasting arms. We do not need to fear the events or actions of this sin-sick world. But in holy fear of the one who sweeps away evil, we come to you in repentance and find forgiveness through Jesus, the Lamb of God. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.